The World Health Organization says new restrictions that European countries are imposing are absolutely necessary in response to a surge in COVID-19 cases. But governments face a challenge trying to control people's behavior. That's what it sounded like on the streets of Liverpool in the United Kingdom when pubs were closed to anything but serving meals. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. And Eleanor, the French government declared a public health state of emergency yesterday. What does that mean?
Well, Tanya, what it means is that there is going to be a curfew in place for Paris and its suburbs and seven other cities. You will have to be inside at 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning. This is just, we haven't seen this since World War II. It just feels surreal. But President Macron went live on television and he said, we absolutely have to stop people from socializing, from, you know, infecting each other. The virus is exploding right now in France.
We remember back in May when France reopened bars and restaurants. And that was notable because dining is such a huge part of Parisian culture. Is this noted as one of the reasons why there's a surge in infections?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the president said last night, it's not necessarily people going to work and spacing. It's people at night letting down their guard in relaxed situations. And he says, to avoid a general nationwide lockdown, because the government does not want to have to do that again, we're going to have to put a curfew in certain cities. And that will stop young people from going out to restaurants, even though there you can still go to a restaurant, but you have to be home by nine. So I guess, you know, this is going to kill restaurants. You know, today I even went in a little cafe and got a coffee. You now have to leave your name and your telephone number if you take any food in a place because they need to be able to call you, you know, if somebody has COVID. We've just never seen anything like this. Yeah, absolutely. And the government said this is not a nanny state telling you what to do. We are demanding you've got to be responsible. You know, Tanya, this thing is just exploding. Like I said, we had, you know, I've watched it, you know, 7,000 a day, 10, 16. Yesterday in a 24-hour period, there were 28,000 new cases, a record since they've been heavily testing, which is huge.
That is huge. You mentioned having to give your name and number at the coffee shop. Is that for contact tracing efforts?
Absolutely.
And how much of contact tracing has been happening there?
Well, they have been trying, but I think I think the way it's spreading now is just they have to do a lot more than contact trace. So like I said, eight big, medium-sized cities are in curfew. You have to wear masks, of course, outside in the street. Everyone's wearing masks. You know, I think it really is people going out and relaxing at night, younger people who don't realize, because it seems to me that people are being responsible, and yet it keeps spreading. You know, the hospitals, the head of the Paris hospital system said, by next week, our hospitals are going to be full of COVID patients.
What's the sentiment from the public, from these people that you hear going out at night to hang out? Are they tired of social distancing or wearing masks? What are people saying?
You know, I don't really know who these people are. I was taking a walk on the Seine River yesterday, and I did see two young people who weren't together. They had their masks down around their chin, and they saw each other and said, you know, salut, hello, and gave each other the bees. And I was kind of angry when I saw that. But it's true. So I did see that. So I didn't stop and ask these people. And I saw one guy in the street, a young guy, again, not wearing a mask. But other than that, I've just seen people really obeying the restrictions. I mean, big time. And, you know, there's sort of a grim atmosphere right now in France. Over the summer, it felt really good. It felt like, you know, we had defeated this. And President Macron said last night, we're in the middle of a second wave. And actually, you feel it. A pall has been cast over France. We have a curfew now. This is extreme.
How are people feeling about President Emmanuel Macron's response to the pandemic?
It's a pivotal moment for him. Okay, this has not been politicized like in the U.S. I mean, no one ever suggested that wearing a mask was a political, you know, right or left. I mean, people just, there have been a small amount of people who didn't want to do that, but very, very small. You know, Marine Le Pen with the far-right party, she criticized him. She said the government has never had a plan. Macron denied that the government has lost control, but he admitted there was huge pressure on the public health system. You know, they put in place restrictions, so I think we're going to have to see. You know, we're not done yet, but he could suffer in the ratings. He hasn't done a great job, but he hasn't completely failed either, and it hasn't been politicized so much, so we'll see.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thank you.
Tanya, great to be with you.